You're listening to another episode of the Zag. Eric Soap here, continuing our series, talking to our new 2021 fellows, both from the Engage crew and the Institute crew. Cameron Grant from the Engage fellows is joining us. She is working in a job and a profession that is top of mind for everyone. We'll get into that. We'll also talk about what she's looking forward to once the program starts here in a couple of days. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. All right, Cameron. So we're recording this mid-December, but it's going to be released in mid-January. And so a lot's going to change between now and then. But, you know, tell folks what you do for a living and why they definitely would want to pay attention to what you're seeing and thinking about these days.
Yeah, so I currently work at Children's Hospital of Orange County. Right now, with everything that's going on related to the coronavirus, we have seen a dramatic increase in our cases. I think in the beginning, people weren't thinking about children having COVID and what that would mean, but we are starting to see so many kids, teenagers. The youngest I've seen was like a 10-year-old baby. So things are really changing in our community, and especially with Thanksgiving just passing and all the new things, Christmas, New Year's, both scared to see what is going to be next. I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what kind of things would you want folks to know about what's happening inside hospitals with the staff? You know, like I said, in mid-December, we're seeing the percentage of ICU beds available decreasing. We're seeing how staffs are stretched thin to basically no one left to staff new ICU beds that they might try to bring online. What would you want folks to know about what's going on from a staff perspective?
From a staff's perspective, I think it's important to realize, and one of the things that a lot of us are talking about is the fact that I think a lot of people think just because it's not happening to you directly, that it doesn't affect you. And so that's kind of the perspective that's happening in Orange County too, is the fact that if it's not happening to me personally, why do I need to wear a mask? Why do I need to social distance? I want to see my family. But staff are getting really tired. Staff are getting sick. And it's not just our COVID kids. There's still a hoax of other things that people can have, car accidents, children falling from story windows. Like, there's so much things that are happening, not just related to COVID, but the stress of COVID is really taking a toll on its employees. We're just all kind of starting to get that feeling of being burned out. And I think that's just, it's a scary time because it's so much that we still need. We still need our staff to be just as resilient as ever. But without the community support, we really need community support to really beat this. So that's what I really hope people listening to this will understand, is that it takes you too. Like, we're going to do our best in the hospital, but you got to help us out too.
Absolutely. And then as you think ahead to the future, and hopefully as the vaccines roll out, we do start to see improvement in the circumstances in all our communities. But talking about the staff, what ways or what policies could you see being necessary to restore and help the emotional trauma that a lot of staff would have gone through for these last 9, 10, 12 months, however long it ends up being? How would you want to see those things put in place to make sure that the profession of nursing, the doctors, all essential frontline workers within hospitals can stay for long periods of time and keep doing the great work that they're trying to do?
Right. That's a great question. I think most importantly is that I'm hoping with the change in administration that we can also have some trust. So from like a federal standpoint, we can start building trust. From maybe a state level, we can also do things to help support hospital staff. I think it's important. I think it's maybe also a time to think about this 2 weeks of, or only a few days of, like PSL or paid sick leave. At our hospital, it's only 3 days. Especially when you think about the fact that this virus, they want you to quarantine for 10 days. I mean, hospital staff, we are lucky enough to afford that. But when you think about that for the greater community, not being able to work for 5, 6, 7 days, that's a long time. So I think it's also time to start thinking about sick leave and what that really means. And is 3 days of sick leave enough, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, when you think about the Engage program, when you get started here, what are you most looking forward to? What are one or two things maybe you're trying to develop from a skill level or learn about? Give us a scoop on what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so I just graduated yesterday, December 11th.
Oh, from congrats.
Thank you so much. From the University of San Francisco with my master's in public health. So this is all just it's been a crazy year. It's a crazy year to have graduated with a public health degree. But I think what I'm looking forward to is just now using the skills, you know, your rudimentary skills that I learned in my master's program and now putting it to action. For me, I'm really passionate about this. There's this phrase that I use. It's called cura personalis, which I learned it's called caring for the whole person or the whole body, kind of a body, mind, and soul aspect. And I think that it's important to realize that people are, we are all connected in this world, but we have to figure out how people can thrive in their own elements. So I'm looking forward to doing things that are related to public policy, public programming, related to like health, mental health, and also homelessness. So there's so many things that I'm passionate about. I'm really looking forward to working with this group of people who are like-minded like me and just to learn from them. So I'm really excited just to see what the future holds. It looks like it's a great group of people.
Well, listen, congrats on graduation. Congrats on entering a new program that you'll graduate from in just a couple months here. We're excited to have you and excited for everyone to listen to all the episodes of the ZAG we've been dropping the last couple of days featuring the Engage Fellows that will be with Cameron and her group, but also the Institute Fellows as well. Get those all the places you find your podcast, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google, Apple. They're all there, short and sweet. Check them out. Until next time, we'll catch you soon.